With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, October 4th, 2021. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Melissa Mercedes is a celebrity fashion designer specializing in plus sizes based in Los Angeles. She has dressed celebrities such as Laverne Cox, Nina Parker, and Nia Jax for events such as the People's Choice Awards, Grammys, and much more. She is the winner of the Cultivate Award, an initiative from Eloquy and the Curvy Fashionista that supports indie designers of color in the plus-size fashion community. She won the opportunity to design a capsule collection with Eloquy that will be sold on the retailer site in 2022. Melissa Mercedes is also a 2021 Outstanding Female Designer nominee at the virtual Full Figured Industry Awards happening November 6th, and we are so excited to speak with her today. Let's welcome Melissa to the show. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing in L.A.? Is the weather good out there?
I'm doing well, yes. The weather is fantastic. I cannot complain about the weather.
Right. So let's start from the beginning, because I read that it wasn't your life goal to even be in the fashion industry, that all of this started for you out of a necessity of not finding a dress. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, so I went to school for counseling, and I was working at a mental health facility, and I was working with teens that were kind of sent to us just that needed a little guidance, and I was in charge of helping them get job interviews and just prepping them for the job world. And so at that time, some designers would send us suits. Like, I know Ralph Lauren was one of them, and they would send us suits that they would donate so that we can kind of give confidence to these underprivileged kids and just teach them how to dress for a job interview. And once I started doing that, and I just realized how much I loved giving people that confidence, and I would just see how people, you know, transformed. And I've always been a fashion lover. My grandmother is actually a designer. Her sister's a designer. So I grew up, you know, kind of like around it. And I always knew I enjoyed it, but I didn't know that I had it in me to, you know, actually do it. And so years later, I was invited to the Latin Grammys, because once I started styling the kids and helping them and seeing the confidence, I wanted to turn it into a career. So I started a styling company. And I was invited to the Latin Grammys with an artist that I had dressed. And so since I was invited, I couldn't find anything to wear. And I went everywhere just trying to find something that was sexy and cool but still classy. And
what size were you at the time?
16.
Okay. So that's still a missy size.
Mm-hmm. But everything that I found was very, like, mother of the bride and, like, very for older, maybe then for what, not the look I was going for. So I went to my local Joann's, and I sketched the dress that I envisioned me wearing, and I had it made. And when I got on the red carpet with the artist, everyone was asking me where I got my dress. Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? And that's when I realized that I had something on my hands, because I realized if I felt that way, of that frustration of not finding something to wear, that other woman shared that sentiment as well. So I really wanted to fit the gap and bridge that gap and bring dresses and sexiness and style to women.
Right, and if you couldn't find a dress at a size 16, like I said, 16 is plus size, but some of the Missy lines go to that size too. So if you can't find a size 16, imagine for someone a size 24, it would have been impossible. So you started as a wardrobe stylist. Why did you didn't want to stay a wardrobe stylist and decide to transition as a designer?
I think, you know, as someone, I didn't know, I wanted to be involved in fashion, but I wasn't sure where I fit, right? And so I was trying different things, and styling was something that I had started doing with the students. And so then it evolved to, you know, my friends and family kind of always looked to me for fashion advice. So I thought, okay, I could take this and turn it into a career. But it wasn't until I got into designing that I realized that I had a talent for it, and I think I'm way better at this than I am at styling. So, yeah, so I kind of stayed here. And also, too, it was so rewarding just to kind of give back, you know, to a community of women that need what I can do. So, yeah, so I think it was something that I enjoyed more. Yeah.
And I know you're originally from New York, and then you relocated to Los Angeles. So did you move to Los Angeles for your career, or was other reasons?
I did. You know, I was very comfortable in New York. I was born and raised there, and I just kind of felt like I needed a change. And I knew that, you know, if I had moved, I could kind of like just focus all my energy on this, and I'm so glad that I did, because, yeah, I've been able to, you know, launch the brand and, you know, watch it grow, and it's just been very rewarding.
Now, initially, did your clothing line start for all sizes and then you transitioned into exclusively plus size, or you were always for just plus size out the gate?
I was always pushing for curvy women in general, not really geared towards the size. So when I started, I said it would be for all women, but then I kind of felt like all women don't need this. Plus size women need this. Curvy women need this. So I started to focus on size 8 to 28. But we do customs. So, you know, we obviously don't discriminate on any size. We will, you know, service all sizes. So, yeah.
So for those listening that maybe not familiar with your brand, tell us the type of clothing that you carry, because is it mostly after five and formal wear?
Well, yeah. So I originally started doing gowns and dresses for events, which has been popular, like on here in Hollywood, because there are a lot of, you know, red carpet events. So my dresses are very extravagant. But I have recently launched a ready-to-wear line. I have some suits. I have loungewear. Recently launched some bags and purses, kind of like clutches. Because I would find that when I would look for a clutch that goes around my waist, I couldn't find one that fit me, right? Or that, you know, sometimes the purse itself wasn't enough space to put all my stuff. So I made it bigger for, you know, for curvy women, and we just recently launched it about a month ago. So I have other things as well. A couple of jackets as well, outerwear. So, yeah, we've branched off into other elements, not just gowns.
And what do you think makes Melissa Mercedes brand stand out from the competitors?
I mean, I would say that I, first of all, it's created, you know, by a woman for women. It's created by a curvy woman for curvy women and plus-size women. And I think, you know, the background of just how I got started, you know, is just to kind of cater to a demographic that was missing and in need. And so it's just, I think what makes it special is just the fact that it's authentically just, you know, made just for women and for by someone who's had felt the struggles and gone through the experiences of knowing what it feels like to not find what you're looking for in the fitting room and the crushing feeling that you feel. So yeah, I think that's what makes it special, and just the fact that it's made for, you know, curvy women from 8 to 28. And yeah, I think that's what makes it special.
And I think too, some of your stuff is on the sexy side for plus size women that you really wouldn't find anywhere else,
yes.
Like a see-through jumpsuit
yes.
that you wouldn't
yes.
be able to find.
Yes. I mean, I just love women celebrating themselves no matter where you are on your journey. Sometimes you're going to be heavier. Sometimes you're not going to be as heavy. And you just have to celebrate yourself at all times and be proud of who you are. And so I think with my see-through dresses, I definitely try to, like, celebrate that, you know, no matter what the size you are, you know, show it and enjoy it. Flaunt it.
Absolutely. Now, you have a luxury clothing line. So tell
yes.
us the price point of your clothing and kind of explain why the price point, because sometimes plus size women, you know, want to shop at Instagram boutiques, but explain why the price point is necessary.
Right. So, I mean, there's two different types of, you know, there's fast fashion, which is like your typical, you know, Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing. Those kinds of garments are, you know, made overseas. And so all of my garments are made in L.A. Everything is sourced by hand. It's made to your body. It's we are a sustainable brand, so we don't have, like, tons of inventory. We kind of service each client as they come, which saves, you know, our environment. There's no there's no waste. There's no extra fabric. There's no extra anything. But, yeah, so there is a huge difference, and also the difference is the quality of fabric. Everything that we use is high-end, hand-beaded, and tailored to everyone's body. If you buy something from a fast fashion brand, it's like that's what you're getting, and it's like the you know, most cost-effective fabric. So there is a huge difference in that.
And your price point is what?
My price point, so for a dress, it starts from, like, it depends on the dress, the garment. So it could go anywhere from $700 to $2,500. And those are all the luxury dresses and garments. And it all depends on the fabric.
Now, do you have a boutique in Los Angeles that is open to the public?
I do not. I do have a showroom where you can schedule an appointment to come in to get fitted. You can, you know, try on some of my samples. Or, you know, if you want to meet with me and just kind of get the experience or try to figure out how to design something for yourself, that would be like my what you would come to the showroom for. But I don't have a boutique just yet.
But can the average woman come into your showroom, or do you have to have PR and it's more like
celebrity?
No,
the average
driven?
Woman can come to my showroom. Yep, you can just
okay.
email me and set up an appointment. Yes. And also,
and so,
just to kind of, I also just did want to highlight, since I did win the Eloquii Award, I am coming out with a line with them, and so the price point will be a lot different than what my garments are. I would say it would be around $100, around that price point.
Yeah, I had a question about that. You beat me to it, but since
okay.
you brought it,
yes.
but since you brought it up, have you started working on that collapsible? I made up a new word.
That's a good word. Collapsible. I like that.
Did you start working on it yet?
Yes, actually, I just got my first round of samples from the offices, so the collection is already designed. And so we're working on the second round of edits on the collection. So yeah, so it's going, and it's going good. I'm so excited for everyone to see the final result.
Yes, that's exciting because Eloquii
yeah.
Is one of my favorite retailers, and they fit
yeah.
me perfectly. So
yeah.
That was
glad.
Yeah, that was a huge opportunity for you, definitely.
Yes,
so,
I think one of the things I'm excited about, too, is that I also love Eloquii's clothing. They fit me really well as well. So I think Eloquii, we're merging like a good, it's a good merge of like my shiny, extravagant, you know, with their like clean cut. So I think it'll be a good marriage. So I'm excited for everyone to see what it looks like.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, going back to celebrities, I have another one or two questions about celebrities because that's who you work with a lot.
Yes.
Do you find that sometimes celebrities don't want to be publicly associated as plus size?
You know what? I've been very lucky that I haven't encountered that at all. I haven't had anyone, you know, kind of deny being plus. Actually, I've had the reverse where people who aren't plus want to wear my garments. And I'm like, but, you know, I'm a plus size line, but they just like the garments. And so I take that as a huge compliment because I'm like, well, if the skinny people want to wear my clothing line, then I feel like, you know, we're onto something good. So I haven't found that anyone has, you know, did not want to be associated with plus.
Well, that's awesome. And do you find when you dress a celebrity for a major event and you're properly credited as the designer, does that give you a big, gigantic boost in sales, or is that more about brand awareness?
It's more about brand awareness, definitely. You know, people always do inquire when they see, you know, that I've dressed like a local or a celebrity, but it's more about brand awareness to let people know, what, you know, that we're here and, you know, just awareness about the brand.
And do you work with influencers? Well, I imagine at your price point, and it's sustainable, you can't really send out a lot of stuff to influencers.
Yeah, I don't, but I do. I do have the samples that a lot of times influencers will, you know, pull to borrow or to rent.
And what do you make your sample size in?
So all of the samples are catered to my body. I'm the fit model. So 14-16. Yeah. So 14-16.
Perfect.
Those are the,
You don't even have to pay for a fit model.
Exactly. I do have certain garments, like one that Tess Holliday wore. So I have her size. And then I have another size. Like I have a couple of garments like that are bigger. And I feel like I've tried to have something for every size. So I have two, four, like just one or two things just so that I have something for everyone.
Right. And we already mentioned about your collab with Eloquent coming out, but this has been a big year for you because you've also been nominated as a 2021 Outstanding Female Fashion Designer at the Full Figured Industry Award. So it's like you really, you know, made a, I don't want to say made a name for yourself because you've already been established, but you're really getting more known in the plus community this year.
I feel incredibly blessed and just to be seen and, you know, respected amongst, you know, other designers. And, you know, I'm just excited to be included in conversation because I'm still a student and I'm learning every day and, you know, I'm just honored to be doing what I love, to be honest. So, yeah, anything that comes with that just makes me really happy. So.
And so how many years have you been in business? Are you fairly new?
I'm fairly new. I've been in business since 2018, so about 3 years now.
Oh, wow. So you're doing a lot for 3 years.
I know. It's been a whirlwind these past 3 years, but you know, I'm just excited that all the work that I've put in, you know, is visible. So, yeah.
Now, you launched right before the pandemic hit almost.
Yes.
So did that affect you in your brain?
Absolutely. So when the pandemic first happened, right before, it was actually on leap year, February 29th, we had our Satori collection come out and debut, and I was really excited because it was a little bit more of a ready-to-wear line, than a little bit different than the other garments that I have done in the past. And I think not even a week later, everything was shut down. So, you know, what should have been a big push for the plus-size community and, you know, kind of showcasing, everybody was focused on the pandemic, so nobody really paid attention to the line, but that's okay. Then we were able to kind of create masks, and we were servicing, you know, the community and just making masks. So that was a very interesting time for sure.
Right, but, I mean, you're really shaking back, though, and doing very well.
I mean, I'm doing what I can as much as I, you know, can, because also Hollywood was shut down, you know, for a while. There was no red carpets. There was no sales. No one was going anywhere. But, you know, we did what we could to stay afloat. We made pajamas and robes and made masks and, you know, just tried to do what we can. So, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. So did you ever have a chance to do, like, a big launch party in Los Angeles?
We for Satori, we did have a big event. We I had my own venue, and we debuted, but so it was like a big party and a fashion show all in one. So we did get to party right before we shut down, so that was a good thing. But, yeah, so not after, no. But hopefully we'll have a big celebration for the Eloquii when once the collection drops. I believe we are having a fashion show to debut the collection. So, yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, well, you definitely have to come back when that drops so we can talk about that for sure.
Absolutely. It should be dropping in April.
Got it. So do you have anything else happening that I didn't mention, something that we should look out for?
I mean, I'm always working on something. I don't think I have anything right now that I can publicly talk about. But, yeah, just the Eloquii collection, and just stay tuned for the awards on November 6th. For the Full Figured Fashion Awards, I'm nominated for Outstanding Plus Size Designer. And, yeah, that's about it.
Now, tell us your official social media pages. Now, at the time we are recording this interview, Instagram and Facebook are down.
I saw that.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm like, I don't really go on Twitter. Let me find my handle because I don't even know it. Hold on.
Well, we still want to know Facebook and Instagram because I know that they're going to come back. But, you know, for times like this, it's good to have Twitter too.
Yeah. So I have, okay, so my Twitter handle is at VMMercedes.
Okay. And on Instagram?
Yeah, so my Instagram is at Melissa Mercedes Official.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook?
And my Facebook is, I believe it's just Melissa Mercedes.
Got it. And then tell us your official website.
My website is www.melissa-mercedes.com.
And when you order something, how long does it take before you receive it? Because everything is made to order, right?
Yes, everything is made to order. So there's a two-week time frame from when we're working on it before it gets shipped out. So there's a two-week, processing time. And then, so then it'll be out after 2 weeks.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you. I was so shocked when you said 3 years. You only been 3 years. I really thought you were at least five plus. So you are doing excellent. And I know we're going to see amazing things for you from you in the plus industry. So definitely keep in touch. Any way I can support what you're doing, just let me know.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored. Thank you for having me on the show. And, I look forward to, you know, coming back when my Eloquii line drops in April.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. And
thank you.
I will be tweeting you since everything is down right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thank you to our fabulous guest today, Melissa Mercedes. Make sure you definitely check out her line and her upcoming collection with Eloquii. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.